Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Avodah Zarah 36. Earlier our Mishnah had discussed a prohibition against eating milk that was milked by an idolater or bread that was baked by an idolater. And on top of that, the Mishnah had said that there was also a problem against eating the oil of an idolater. And the concern was not specified in our Mishnah. Comes along our Gemara, and our Gemara will discuss why there's a prohibition against eating the oil of an idolater. So comes along Rav, and Rav says the reason is Daniel Gazar Olav, that Daniel the prophet made a decree against eating the oil of an idolater, eating the shemen that an idolater produced, because of the concern, as Ravad explains, because of intermarriage. However, Shmuel says the reason is not because of a decree by Daniel, but rather because of Zlifason Shalkelim Asurin Usarasan. Because rather, Shmuel says that if the oil is in a utensil of an idolater, then from that utensil there would be a taste that went out from that utensil into the oil, and so therefore the oil became prohibited for a Jew to eat. So Shmuel argues with Rav about who's correct. Again, Rav says the reason is because it was a decree about from Daniel, which we understand to be a decree against intermarriage. And Shmuel says the reason is because we think the oil is not kosher because it absorbed the taste of the non-kosher utensils of the idolater. So Shmuel says to Rav, Vishlomo Ladidi, my logic is correct. That if we follow my logic, that the reason is because it was prohibited because it came from a utensil of a non-kosher utensil. This explains an incident that happened. Hainu dechi asa Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta v'amar, that once Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta came from the land of Israel, and he said the following: Darish Rabbi Simlai ben Itzivin, that Rabbi Simlai taught in Itzivin Shemen, that if we follow the law of oil, Rabbi Yehuda Beistino Nimnu Olav Vihitiru, that Rabbi Yehuda and his court allowed it. And what's the reason why they allowed it? Because if you follow my logic that it was in a non-kosher utensil, then we could say that Rabbi Yehuda and his Bezdin allowed it because they're of the opinion, Kasavar no sin tam with gam mutter. They would say that if a taste that was a bad taste became imparted into a food, that does not prohibit the food. So therefore, since the oil was in a utensil, and we can assume that the taste that came from that utensil was what's called nosein tam of gam, it was a bad taste, therefore Rabbi Yehuda Nisia can argue on the earlier ruling of the court. And therefore, he's not arguing against a decree about intermarriage. He's saying, I disagree with their opinion because they said nosein tam of gam is prohibited. But I say if it imparts a taste which is bad, it's permitted, and so therefore the oil will be permitted. But, says Shmuel, according to you, Lididoch, the Amris Daniel Gazar Love, if you're going to say that the reason why the oil was prohibited was because Daniel decreed against it, Daniel Gazar, V'asir Rabbi Huda Nasiyah Mavatale, you mean to say that Daniel made the decree, and that Rabbi Huda Nasi came and permitted it? But that can't be, because a later court is not allowed to abolish the decree of an earlier court, so that can't be the case. So when Rav heard this, he responded to Shmuel and he said, Simlai Luda Ka Amris? You're telling me the view of Rabbi Simlai, who he calls the person who's basically Luda from Lud, Shani Ludai Demizalzlu. Don't quote to me somebody from Lud because they don't take rabbinic matters seriously enough. So Shmuel said, Eshlachle, should I tell him? So Rav became embarrassed about this, and Amar Rav. Rav says, I don't even need Rav Simoy's teaching, because I know from the pasuk from Daniel, because it says in Daniel, Vayosem Daniel alibo, Asher lo yiska'al bepas bag hamelech uviyein mishtav. It says specifically that Daniel took to his heart that he would not eat the bread, nor drink nor by the wine of his drinks. And from the facts that it refers to the drinks in the plural, we see echad mishtei yayin ve'echad mishtei shemen. So therefore, one is referring to wine and one is referring to oil. And so therefore, Rav says, we see from Daniel that Daniel prohibited taking the oil from the idolaters. So Shmuel says, yes, he did, but that was only upon himself. And Rav is of the opinion that no, when Daniel prohibited, he prohibited oil for all time. And so indeed, the Gemara then asks, Vishemin Daniel Gazar, was this a decree about oil coming from Daniel? Va'amar Bali, but we know that Bali taught in the name of Aviminu Nusa, Pisan Vishamnan Viyenan Uvenosehen, that there was a decree that was made, Kulan Mishmona Asar Davarhein, that there was a decree that was made by the students of Shammai and Hillel, and they accepted upon themselves 18 prohibitions, and this prohibition of oil was included in that prohibition. And so if that's the case, how could we say that this goes back to Daniel? So we must say, says the Gemara, that what Rav would say is Daniel Gazar Alav Ba'ir, V'asu Inu V'Gazar Afilu B'Sada, that Daniel had made the decree, and in the city where there was a bigger concern of intermarriage, and Shammai and Hillel, their students came and they made the decree even in the fields. And so if that's the case, how did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi allow this? So how was he able to allow it? Because we have a teaching, Afil Yavo Eliyahu Beistino Ain't Shomeng Lo, that even if Elijah would come and try to uproot it, wouldn't be listed. So what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Anasi allowed it? Because we say, since the prohibition did not spread throughout all of Israel, therefore the rabbis were able to rely upon the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the teaching of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who taught Ein Gozrin Gzeira al Tzibur Elam Kein Rov HaTzibur Yecholin Lamabo. We do not make a decree upon the community unless the community can withstand that decree and can follow that decree. And so therefore, since this was too harsh of a decree, and it never spread, the rabbis were able to nullify the decree.